This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The largest surge in COVID cases the YK Delta has ever experienced is hitting school staff and students. Bethel School principals reported they almost shut down their schools at points this month. But KYUK's Greg Kim reports the Lower Kuskokwim School District has been able to keep classes and sessions so far despite staff shortages.
At the last LKSD board meeting this month, two Bethel principals informed the board of near-school closures because of a high number of COVID cases in their schools. Here's Ayapun Litnalfik Elementary School Principal Josh Gill.
Because of the number of staff that have been impacted by COVID, we have had to consider whether or not that we could handle school safely.
Bethel Regional High School Principal Alicia Miner said her school's near closure was because of student absences.
Last week, I had 50 students on quarantine. At least one day last week, I had to make sure I had enough in attendance for the day to count.
LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins says a number of students and staff out of school because of COVID have shot up in January since a more infectious Omicron variant of COVID-19 began spreading in the region. Superintendent Hankins herself was infected with COVID 2 weeks ago.
My biggest takeaway from the whole experience is just the importance of staying home when you have symptoms. I was symptomatic and tested negative for over a full day before I tested positive for COVID.
Hankins was fully vaccinated before being infected, and she says she's feeling better now. She returned to work this Monday after isolating. Hankins said in the last 2 weeks, about 60 other LKSD staff have been out of school quarantining or isolating. A good chunk of students are home as well. Over 8% of all students across the district were isolating or quarantining in the last week. Cases in Bethel are disproportionately high. LKSD recently shortened the amount of time that staff have to isolate after being infected with COVID. Staff can end isolation after 5 days if they receive a negative test. Infected students are required to isolate 10 full days because they cannot avoid taking their mask off while eating lunch with other students. LKSD also shortened its quarantine period to 5 days for vaccinated and boosted students and staff. Hankins says that some schools in the district are operating remotely due to community-wide lockdowns, but none are closed due to staff shortages. She says so far the district has been able to fill the positions when teachers get sick.
You know, we look to substitute teachers if we have them available. We also look to other staff to help fill in. It might mean that we're pulling a classroom aide to serve in the classroom the entire day.
In the midst of the spike in COVID cases across the school district and the region, the LKSD school board relaxed several COVID policies for student athletes. Opposing teams are now required to test just once within 24 hours of when they are scheduled to fly into an LKSD community. The district is also forming a committee to decide if and when students can visit restaurants and other public places while traveling for sports and extracurriculars. The board also asked the Bethel City Council if student athletes could play sports without wearing masks, but the City Council voted that down. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Turning to sports, Kuskokwim mushers have trained in all kinds of weather this past winter, starting with the coldest November on record in Bethel, rain in December, followed by glare ice in January. KYUK's Greg Kim reports how some Kuskokwim mushers competing in this weekend's K300 race have been contending with some of the most challenging training conditions of their careers.
Jason Pavla of Kwikluk is gearing up for his first K300, and he says he's nervous. He's been mushing for about 10 years, including winning the Bogus Creek 150 at the age of 15. But in all that time, he's never trained in weather like this.
It's been weird. This is the first year I've actually trained dogs with a raincoat.
In December, an extended period of rain and warm weather melted the snow. During that time, Pavla trained his dogs using a four-wheeler, doing little five-mile loops to Kwikluk's airport.
It was pretty boring going back and forth, same things over and over.
Pavla, an 18-year-old high school senior, is also balancing schoolwork and playing basketball along with training in difficult conditions. Other Kuskokwim mushers, like five-time K300 champion and former Iditarod champion Pete Kaiser of Bethel, were completely sidelined in Bethel for a while due to weather.
During that whole 2 weeks of just sitting around waiting, you're just unsure how long it's going to be before you can get back on the runners.
Last year's K300 champion Richie Deal says his team struggled during that stretch.
You know, that 2 weeks is one of the harder 2 weeks in the middle of training that I've had to deal with.
But Kaiser says the break wasn't too big of a setback for his team. In fact, he says it could actually help.
Definitely time off is not a bad thing, especially if it's timed right. It can help, you know, refresh the team mentally, physically, all that stuff.
In 2019, bad weather in Bethel forced Kaiser's team to take a 10-day training hiatus about a month before the Iditarod, which he ended up winning. For some YK Delta mushers, the difficult training conditions caused them to withdraw from the K300. Four mushers dropped out of the race this month. Father Alexander Larson of Napakiak, who finished fourth in his first K300 last year, says he was considering doing the same.
I was planning to withdraw too, but I did one long run, which made my dogs difference. I know some of my dogs will do good. I think they learned a lot from last year.
Last year, Larson and other Kuskokwim mushers were able to practice for the K300 by running the Bogus Creek 2 weeks before. The two races also shared the same route.
Running the Bogus, it helped a lot. That's what I was looking forward to this year, too.
The Bogus Creek 150, originally scheduled for earlier this month, was postponed to February due to weather conditions. Other top K300 contenders from out of the region have been a bit luckier with the weather. Former Iditarod champion Yor Lifseth Olsom runs a kennel out of Willow. He says the training conditions have been pretty good there this year, and even when it's been bad, he's been able to move his team around on the road system.
That's where we're kind of lucky compared to the guys on the Kuskokwim. We can load them in the truck and drive to 300 miles and find snow.
This year, the K300 is back on the traditional race route, going from Bethel to Aniak and back. That's a relief for 2019 K300 champion Matt Fahler, who got lost on last year's course.
I'm going to try to make sure I do not repeat that. I don't want to get lost.
Last year's K300 champion Aniak's Richie Deal is also happy for the race to return to its traditional course, which travels through his hometown.
That's one thing I missed last year was definitely there was a part of me that was like, darn, I wish I would have got to take this winning team through Aniak, but I guess we'll try this year.
Deal is looking to repeat his win, but he'll have to beat a field of 15 other mushers who have each overcome their own set of challenges to compete in the 2022 Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. The race begins at 6:30 p.m. this Friday. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please send us your news tips, comments, or suggestions at email address news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.